Morning Watch. Experiencing, enjoying, and expressing Christ, too. Week 7. The One Who is Formed in the Believers.
Tuesday.
Related Verses. Galatians 2, verses 19 and 20. For I, through law, have died to law that I might live to God. I am crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but it is Christ who lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live in faith. The faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me. Galatians 6, verse 14. But far be it from me to boast, except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. John 15, verses 4 and 5. Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, so neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit, for apart from me you can do nothing. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 17. But he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit. Romans 12, verses 4 and 5. For just as in one body we have many members, and all the members do not have the same function, so we who are many are one body in Christ, and individually members one of another. 1 Thessalonians 1 verse 1. Paul and Silvanus and Timothy to the Church of the Thessalonians in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace to you and peace. Related reading. Galatians 2 verse 20 does not speak of an exchanged life. On the one hand, Paul says, "It is no longer I who live." On the other hand, he says, "I live." If you consider this verse as a whole, you will see that there is no thought of an exchanged life. Here, what is presented is not an exchange, rather, it is a profound mystery. The book of Galatians reveals the basic truths of God's New Testament economy. Among these basic truths, the most basic one is found in 2 verse 20. Because the truth of no longer I, but Christ, living in me, is so basic, it is also mysterious. And because it is mysterious, it has not been properly understood by Christians throughout the centuries. Therefore, we look to the Lord that he would make this basic truth clear to us. This law requires me, a sinner, to die. And according to that requirement, Christ died for me and with me. Hence, through law we have died in Christ and with Christ. Therefore, the obligation under the law, the relationship to the law, has been terminated. To live to God means to be obligated to God in the divine life. In Christ's death, our relationship with the law has been terminated. In his resurrection, we are responsible to God in the resurrection life. We have become dead to the law so that we may live to God. As long as we still hold to any kind of law, whether the Mosaic law or our self-made law, we cannot live to God. However, when we are cut off from the law by means of the organic union with Christ, we spontaneously live to God. To be dead to law means that we have been discharged from the law in which we were held. Romans 7 verse 6 says, "Now we have been discharged from the law, having died to that in which we were held." Having been liberated from obligation to the law, we may now walk in newness of life. However, walking in newness of life depends upon the cutting we experience in the organic union with Christ. The more we experience the cutting, the more we live to God and walk in newness of life. Because we have died to law, we are no longer obligated to keep the law by the striving of the flesh. Whenever we have a certain self-made law, we always strive to keep it by the strength of the flesh, not by the Spirit. To be living unto God is to be obligated to God in the divine life, to be responsible to God in the resurrection life. In the organic union with Christ, we experience resurrection life. In this resurrection life, we are held to God spontaneously and are obligated to Him. This also depends on the organic union. Because we have been crucified with Christ, it is no longer we who live, but Christ lives in us. We no longer live in the old man, the natural man. Rather, Christ lives in us. Then in resurrection, we live in the faith of the Son of God. To live in the faith of the Son of God means to live in the organic union with the Son of God, which comes through our believing in Him. We live to God with Christ and through the Spirit. This is the enjoyment of the process triune God in our experience. This experience depends on our appreciation of the loveliness and preciousness of the Lord Jesus. The Lord Jesus is infinitely precious, but our presentation of Him is not always adequate. If we present Him adequately, others will be infused with His preciousness, and they will spontaneously appreciate Him. This appreciation will become their faith, which will operate in them to unite them with the Lord Jesus organically. Here, in this organic union, we are dead to the law and alive to God.